Following the wars in the Balkans in the mid-1990s, the UN Security Council set up an international criminal court with the remit of indicting and bringing to justice all those involved on all sides. Hence, the International Criminal Court for the former Yugoslavia, the ICTY, was born. Nearly 20 years on, and with all the main players either on trial, acquitted or serving time, this ad hoc court is preparing to wind down its activities. Radio for Peacebuilding spoke to John Hocking, the court's registrar, about the ICTY's contribution to bringing about peace.
That's actually was one of the purposes, one of the reasons the Security Council set up the ICTY and the ICTR was to contribute to the restoration of peace and security in the former Yugoslavia and in Rwanda. And history shows that it has been successful. There's a common phrase, there's no peace without justice, and it's true.
But what happens, for example, at times when people like Bashir are arrested and Kony of Uganda and attempts are made to arrest, Gaddafi and everything? Aren't there times when these sorts of arrests only serve to actually exacerbate an already difficult situation?
I think if you take a very short-term look at things, that may be the case. But in the long run, you will not get lasting peace unless you have the rule of law, unless people, and particularly the leadership, senior, powerful people, are held to account for their crimes. When I was in Rwanda, looking at the efforts the Rwandan government has gone to restore peace and to move on from the horrors of the genocide that happened there, where nearly a million people were murdered. And I was quite impressed by what I saw from the government and the initiatives. But at the end of my time there, I met a group of the genocide survivors, a group of victims who'd survived. And I told them this. I said, "Look, it all looks very impressive. It's extraordinary that you've been able to move on after such horrors." And I said, "Am I just naive? Am I being deceived here?" And they said to me, "They said no, it's true. We have moved on, but don't for a minute think that it was easy. It's not that it was, but we knew we had to forgive." If we were going to move forward and if our children were going to have better lives. I also went to meet a family. I went out to their house in the bush, and we went to meet them and we're sitting there. And they were telling their story as well, how, pretty much the whole family had been slaughtered and literally in the living room that we were sitting in. And there was this quite pretty young woman sitting next to me. She was probably a teenager. I found out she was 19, and she was sitting there. And at one stage, she was six at the time. And then one of her family said, "Show him the scars." And she pulled back her face, her hair, and there was a big scar there on her face. And then she lifted up her jeans, and both of her ankles had great big chunks out of them, and she'd basically been hacked with a machete at 6 years old. And yeah, there she was at 19, incredibly brave. And
well, that's why you didn't
do. That's John Hocking, the registrar of the International Criminal Court for the former Yugoslavia, speaking there to Radio for Peacebuilding's Lorenzo Bacino. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter if you can.